Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on or joining us on this Wednesday or Thursday morning. Sorry, I get my days all mixed up here. It's been a long week. 251-343-0106 is the text line. Big show lineup for you today. April Marie Fogles, we do every Thursday, but also coming up in that 11 o'clock hour, two congressmen, Jerry Carl and Gary Palmer, will join us. So please make sure you stick around for that. But joining us now on the line, he is our senior U.S. senator. We're going to hear from him on Tuesday night, but we're revisiting him now. We have some finality in some of these results. But our senior United States senator, Tommy Tuberville, is with us on the line. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. Doing good. Kind of slowing down a little bit. I spent Tuesday with President Trump and a lot of his team, and it's great for the American people. You don't know it now. Some people, obviously, that were voted on the other side, I don't know why, but the nightmare is almost over. As President Trump, I actually told him that he's got a tremendous amount of work to do in our country, but, you know, he's basically the president of the world because every country is on fire, especially in Europe, and we've got to get some sense of reality, but we got to take care of America first. That's his agenda, and we got a lot of work to do and a short time to do it in.
Well, the difference to me here is this, and this is sort of it's not necessarily like in 16 it was kind of celebratory. I think in 2024 it's more of a sigh of relief, like, oh, finally some relief from this last 4 years of just ineptitude and who knows what was going on, deep state. I mean, what's sort of your feeling on this? What are you hearing?
Well, just look at their campaign that they ran. It was a nightmare like our country is. They had no plan of what they're doing. They wouldn't allow her to go out and do an interview in front of just a regular group. President Trump did 3 or 4 a day. American people wasn't going to fall for that. A lot smarter than that. They love their country. And it's just there's a lot of work that has to be done. But I think the relief, as you said, is there because we could not afford 4 years of this border being wide open. I mean, it was like a swinging gate. And I've tried to tell people, other people, not just Republicans, but even a few Democrats were starting to go, wait a minute now. I mean, this is way too much. But it's costing us billions of dollars weekly. And I talked to Tom Homan, who probably will be in charge of that absolute mess down there. He worked for President Trump at the border, in charge of that back during his time. And it's all got to start there because we got to work with the people inside our country to get this country going first. And then, of course, he's going to deport many, many folks, in which I am all for. But we need to get an immigration policy. And I think we even have some Democrats now that will fall in line with that, that will vote with us to try to do something for the American people here, because the American people absolutely kicked in the teeth every day in this country with the taxes and the money they have to pay for all these people.
Coach, and I know you've kind of sent out signals and that you're not really interested in any spot in his administration, but I mean, what do you think his administration is going to look like? I mean, we haven't really, I mean, we're just kind of catching our breath here, but that's such a big part of this. The Senate will have a big role in confirmations, and looks like the Senate is lining up pretty favorably. What do you think that's going to look like come January?
Yeah, let's talk about that first. Having the White House, and I've told people this, it didn't take me long to figure out, if you don't have the White House on your side, you got problems. Well, we've got somebody that's for the American people now that's going to be in the White House January the 20th. Now we've got the Congress, we've got the House and the Senate, and we can do a lot of things. We get things passed. We're going to tell the Democrats to sit on the back row like they've done, because we've got to undo the policies that they put in this country that they absolutely strangled the American taxpayer. They put us in $36 trillion in debt. And I had a chance to meet Elon Musk, and he's going to be in charge of cutting, our budget in places that need to be cut. We got to get people off the couch back to work. They all know that. We've got bill manufacturing. There's so many things that we got to do. I'm all about education in our military. Our military, we have got to just go in there and straighten it out, because it's right now it's all about social justice, DEI, transgenders, and we need a killing machine in our military. This is a dangerous world, and we have a military right now. We've got some good people, but the leadership in our military right now is so woke that it's embarrassing to know that they're part of our United States military.
Talk about this. The Senate, you know, it's looking like potentially 53. I think the one we're all kind of waiting to see is Arizona, and if Kerry Lake somehow can pull it off. But how you feeling there? What do you think it's going to look like in the Senate when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I've been praying for at least 51. I knew we'd get from 51 maybe to 53 or 54. We're still looking at that. The states that have no voter ID, we lose. What a surprise, right? And that's what Kamala Harris, only one state with no voter ID. That's one thing that we've got to address. We have got to make sure that the American people pick their leaders and not people that are either dead or from another country. So that's one thing we have to do. But just having the Senate, we'll set an agenda next week. I have to go back Sunday. We'll have our first meeting Monday morning. We've had phone calls, Zooms, talking about, you know, the first 100 days are going to be so important for the American people. This is not about Republicans, Jeff. You know, it's not about Democrats. This is about all Americans that work and pay taxes. We've got to get things back in line, dropping regulations, get this climate hoax behind us, social justice agenda, the DEI, the woke agenda, the identity politics. I don't care who you are or what you believe you are. Let's be Americans and make this country better and make it better for all people. And then that will seep out to the other countries all over the world. But right now we don't have a lot of friends outside our borders. President Trump is the only one that could have got this done like he did. But, you know, we were sold. They were trying to be sold down the river by this group, but the shadow government got beat, and it's, folks, there is a shadow government. There is a deep state, and President Trump hopefully is going to do what he said and clean this mess up.
Joined by U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Senator, there's going to be a leadership scramble here. Any sense of what that's going to look like, or is it too early?
I think John Thune's got the lead on that. Am I good with that? No, not right now. He's going to sell it to me. He's going to sit down with me Monday. The vote will be Wednesday. But we've got four or five other people that are going to be there that could make a huge difference. You have to get 26 or 27 votes just because he's been there and just because he's been second in charge. I do not want a Mitch McConnell Senate. We can't afford to do that again. We can't afford to have the rhinos run our country, the neocons. We have to have people that represent their states and the American people and the people in their states. This political nonsense is, I mean, I stayed sick in my stomach for the last 4 years. I mean, if it had been a college football team, we would have been 0-12 for the last 4 years, the way the Republicans have run the United States Senate. And so now it's time to get somebody with leadership skills. Now, the leader of the Senate is going to be Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you right now, he is going to run it, not in terms of telling us how to vote, but he's going to give us an agenda that he thinks is best, and we'll work with him with that. And then, of course, the House is going to be the same way. But these weak-kneed, third-rate lawyers in some of these positions, they need to vote for the American people. We need to run them out also.
Well, the mandate here, I mean, I think it is a mandate at this point because it was such a big, big win in the Electoral College and got the popular vote too for Trump. It can't be like 2017, right? How does that, I mean, like, it always felt like to me in 17, I know this predates your time there, that McConnell was always trying to look for leverage over Trump, and he got McConnell's wife was a cabinet secretary. I mean, you just, how do you keep from falling into that trap?
Well, he knows better now. I've talked to him about it. He's asked me my opinion. I've talked to the transition team. I went to New York last week, did some campaigning for President Trump, but also talked to the transition team. I've given my opinions on people that he ought to put on. I've got no say-so with that other than I'm just glad he asked my opinion. And, you know, it's all about people running things, leadership. It's about doing things for this country. We're only going to have this shot. I mean, this is going to be our best shot. And somebody that really understands how to do things business-like and not politically. Donald Trump is not a politician. He is a genius when it comes to business. But putting Robert Kennedy Jr. in charge of health, my God, is that going to... Hey, I am all in with him, and I'm on the health committee to where, hey, quit putting stuff in our stomach that is poison. I mean, it's pretty simple. We can do things different in this country, but we've allowed the food industry to just destroy it. Elon Musk, in terms of cutting our budgets, is going to be a godsend, because you can't get anybody to cut anything in Washington, D.C. And these rhinos that say that they're Republicans, I'm tired of this Republican-Democrat stuff. I'm ready for America to stand up. People that love this country and vote for this country, and not for their future political gains. I didn't go up there to stay forever. I went up there to help. And now is the time where we can help, Jeff. We can get this country back going in the right direction. We need voting laws. The SAVE Act needs to be passed. You saw where the only states you won were states that were had no voter ID. I mean, come on. I mean, we saw 15 million people didn't vote in this election during COVID, 15 million more people. We know what happened in 2020. We told people that. They fixed it. It was all a fix, and we paid 4 years of it. But now it's time to come back. We understand it. Take control of it. President Trump has got a plan, and that's what I love about the guy. Again, he looked dead tired the other night. That's the first time I've ever really seen him that tired. He came in and talked to a bunch of us in Mar-a-Lago right before all the election things started coming in. But he'll get rested up, and he is getting ready to come out swinging, and God bless him.
We talked a little bit about the internal dynamics of the Republican Party. It's looking more and more to me like the Democrats are going to have their inevitable, long overdue sort of civil war, figuring things out. They got a lot of issues, but like, going forward, Coach, like, how do you get these Republicans on Capitol Hill to sort of like really play ball with the Trump administration? Because, you know, there's been a lot of turmoil, especially in the lower chamber in the House, and that's still got to sort itself out in the long run. But it seems to me like the key here is going to make sure that, like, you sort of get Republicans all like-minded out of this election.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's about a team. We got to come together as a team, and we got to put all grievances behind us. We got to look at what's best for the country, the people of this country first. What's getting ready to happen in the Democratic Party, you're getting ready to see a huge blow up. What's happened is the progressive left, the far, far left crazies have taken over the Democratic Party. But the problem I got with it is you have some of these people, the senators now talking, man, you know, this was their fault. Hey, you've been voting with these idiots for 4 years, and you deserve to get what you get, because you didn't vote for America. You voted for a party. And so they're going to have huge problems over there. It's going to be I think it'll all blow up, but we can't worry about them. They're not, you know, they're up there for themselves. We noticed that for the last 4 years, they're not going to vote for the American people. They're going to vote for their party. But hopefully the Republican Party will come together and say enough's enough. We're all going to get on President Trump's bandwagon. If you remember now, I was the first one to come out with President Trump. It was 6 months before anybody else came out for Trump because, oh, they didn't think he could win. He's, you know, he's just doing it because he's mad. And, you know, they started finally getting on because they saw he was going to win. Now they better be all on, because they're going to get a piece of my mind if they're not, because we're not going to win. We're not going to be able to change anything unless we get some people in the Senate that's going to wake up and smell the roses and get on the Trump team instead of their own team.
And last question to get you out of here on this, but just kind of follow up on that. It sounds like you and Trump, like you're maybe his biggest ally right now in the U.S. Senate, as far as Republicans go, that you're even in some ways kind of a proxy perhaps for him in the United States Senate.
Well, people like winners. And so you've got more and more people that have started getting on board, and I'm good with that. You know, I can remember going to see him right after he said he was going to run. I called him and said, yeah, come down, coach. And I went down and we sat and had dinner and talked, and nobody else was around, you know, people walking by. And, you know, had a couple of Secret Service people because he'd been a former president. And it was, I mean, he had no friends. He had no allies because, you know, most people in politics do their own thing. They're looking for people that have power. Well, he didn't have any. And then things started pumping up a little bit and he started getting more, and you had some more people start, oh, he might win. I might need to get on this bandwagon. It was fun for me to watch it. I'm going to write a book about it one day. And then when he wins it, he has a luncheon in D.C. For the Republican side in the Senate. And people that had been destroying in front of all of us in terms of saying, he can't win, he can't do it, we didn't like this way, how he did this or that, they're all hanging on him and taking pictures. It was funny to watch. But let me tell you something. They better be on board this time, or you're going to see a lot of fireworks, because we cannot waste this opportunity for the American people. And the people of Alabama deserve better. You know, people asked me yesterday, said, Coach, what about Space Command? He will give us Space Command, but here's the one thing I want to tell American people of Alabama. I'm for it going to the best place. But we know the best place is Huntsville, okay? Because it was done the right way the first time. The president does not pick Space Command. Secretary of Air Force. The Secretary of Air Force under Biden even picked Huntsville 2 years ago and said, don't send it to Colorado. Got to go to Huntsville. It's the best place. So that's where it's going to end up. But President Trump's got to, he doesn't pull the trigger. That happens with the Secretary of Air Force when we get a new one in. But there's going to be a lot of good things happen for Alabama. President Trump is huge for the state of Alabama. But again, he is for the country, and we got to get a lot of things, Jeff. With these regulations, the DOJ has been weaponized against the American people. It is so pro-socialist communist right now. We have got to get it back, and we're going to do it. And I'm ready for all these snakes to run underneath the rocks when we go back to D.C., and let's put the American people back first.
Coach, thanks for making time for us this morning. Best of luck to you in the coming days, and let's catch up again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. God bless.
That was our senior United States Senator, Tommy Tuberville, there. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. A little turn of love.